Welcome, everyone, to the Journey to Success radio show with your host, Taylor Tagg. This program is on the Journey to Success radio network, a station on blogtalkradio.com. The purpose of JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. You can check out our growing American and Canadian Journey to Success broadcast team at journeytosuccessradio.com. Before we start our interview today with Lee Thurburn, let me tell you a little bit about my background and my program. I help people who are ready for a quantum leap in life learn precisely how to let go of hurt and resentments, permanently releasing themselves of the past to experience boundless peace and freedom. It's quite amazing. To find out more about my powerful heart-centered forgiveness work and my new book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com. Now on to today's success story. My guest today is Lee Thurburn. He's founder of NetOffer.com and the National Speaker Registry. Now, Lee has over 16 years of experience with online marketing and internet systems and is founder of NetFlash in 1995. Lee oversaw the growth and development of a company that successfully completed an IPO less than 30 months after formation. NetOffer is an internet-based marketing system designed as a business-specific social media marketing and online community building tool. So Lee is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to tell us about the power of automated website and marketing tools to help you set your business on cruise control. So Lee, welcome to Journey to Success today. How are you?
Taylor, I'm great. Thank you so very much for inviting me to be here today.
Well, we got a great show lined up for our listeners today, and we want to talk about two things that you do very well. And number one is NetOffer.com, which is it's online website and marketing-based tools that help us to build our businesses. So give us a little bit of background about what NetOffer is and what it offers to people.
Taylor, thank you. My background with internet marketing actually goes back to the summer of 1995 when I started FlashNet. The very first thing that I did, was I placed an advertisement in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram offering to build websites for people, and actually received somebody that asked me to build a website for them. Now, back in the summer of 1995, that was a pretty unique thing to offer, and it was unique for somebody to want to purchase and have a website built. I also happened to have a book at that time about doing business in Mexico, and I sold it online. And so my experience with internet marketing goes back to 1995. So, I thought that'd be kind of interesting because very few people in the business have kind of, that sort of a lengthy history with it. My real passion is with marketing and helping businesses grow. Finding ways to spread the message and story about how a business solves problems for people is a never-ending, delightful challenge. And it's just, it's always changing and it's always fun to figure out how to help a specific type of business. You know, obviously in today's world, with the internet being so pervasively, into everything, every aspect of our communication and life, communicating digitally, marketing digitally is maybe the dominant sort of technical platform that people use to tell their story. There's a lot of different choices in how you do that, and what NetOffer tries to do is provide a comprehensive one-stop place where you can, as a business owner, cost-effectively tell your story in the digital realm and do a great job of things like getting onto page one of Google, adding video, telling your story, building a database, distributing your information to people in your database and people that don't know you. And so those are the kinds of things that we focus on, and teaching people how to do it and providing them with the tools to do it, and if necessary, helping them do it. Those are the things that we like to focus on, and that's really what NetOffer is all about, and that's what the National Speaker Registry is about.
Well, we'll talk about that too, and that's another one of your passions is the National Speaker Registry. give us a little background about how that that came about.
Well, you know, I've spoken because I enjoy it. Pretty much ever since my college days, I took a speech class, and I'm a bit of a ham. I enjoy the limelight, and so I've always enjoyed speaking. I know a lot of people find that to be a very fearful sort of thing, but for me, it's always been fun. Now, I've never spoken professionally as a speaker in the sense of having people pay me to give keynote speeches and that sort of thing, but I have found speaking to be a very effective way of communicating and getting in front of potential clients and people that I can help, and so I've done a lot of it over the years. The software platform that we developed with NetOffer happens to be a very comprehensive and powerful set of tools that are almost perfectly designed for speakers, because speakers need to be able to promote themselves. They need to be able to build a database of people interested in their story. They need to be able to provide content that's exclusive and membership oriented. They need to be able to sell products. All of those kinds of things happen to be the kinds of things that the NetOffer platform does. And so I've known Kathy Brandon for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now. And Kathy was very involved in the speaking community. And we were visiting one day last summer, and we were just sort of brainstorming about stuff. And she called to my attention that the NetOffer technology is really well designed for speakers. And so we initially launched the National Speaker Registry with the idea that we could provide this nice, powerful set of technologies sort of in a bundled fashion for speakers. And we did that. And we received some initially very, very positive response from the speaker community. And then as we interacted with the speaker community, we discovered that they also want something else. They want two things. They would like to be able to speak more, so they'd like help with getting bookings, exposure to potential opportunities to speak. And then the second thing is they want to learn more about technology, not just NetOffer, but technology. They want to learn more about how they can use technology in their business. And so we almost immediately began to provide some additional sort of educational content to the speakers regarding different technical services that are out in the realm. And again, these are not necessarily NetOffer related. They could be Twitter, Facebook, that sort of stuff, or other things. But we also plan, and so we began doing that. And then we also are exploring how we can actually become a more effective tool for speakers to get more bookings. And so in the future, I think by the end of this year, we'll have an added component to the National Speaker Registry where we can help to drive booking and speaking opportunities to the members of National Speaker Registry so they can have more chances to get out and spread the word about what they do.
Well, that's a wonderful thing for speakers, you know, like myself and Kathy Brandon, who has been on the show before. It's an emerging tool for speakers not only to grow a community, but also to, you know, to help garner bookings, which is really what speakers want in a way. And so I think NetOffer is doing a great job of helping to build that platform for speakers. Now, let's get back to the product of NetOffer itself for our listeners out there who want to know a little bit more about, you know, what it is and what it can provide them. I know that there's a lot of choices out there in the marketplace about building a website and building a customer database and coming up with automated marketing to promote yourself. What does NetOffer give to the customer that maybe some other companies don't? And what does it provide specifically for the customer?
Well, I appreciate that question, and that's actually a great question because it goes to the core of what it is we do and what do we do different. You know, we want to make marketing easy for people. We want to make it easy for people to be able to tell their story. And we want to be the go-to choice because it's so intuitive and easy for people to use what we do to tell their story and grow their business. And so to do that, we had to make some choices with the technology world out there. We had to choose a website building technology, and we chose WordPress. And we chose WordPress to be part of our system because it is so simple to use, so powerful, and there's over 60 million people that have already downloaded and used WordPress. There's a large sort of base of familiarity with WordPress. And so just from a technical perspective, to accomplish our goal of making marketing easy, we had to choose a website platform to marry ourselves to, and we chose WordPress. Now, WordPress is a beautiful system because it literally is about as simple as you can make to be able to add content, to tell stories, add pages, add videos, add all kinds of stuff. It's incredibly simple, so it makes it real easy for people to be able to do the piece of the system where they build a website and or where they create content. But beyond that, you know, many people have WordPress. They have to integrate it with another system that's a CRM or a database, a customer relationship management tool. And so what they end up having is they have to cobble together the ideal digital solution by using lots of different pieces. And so they'll get a database tool. And there's a lot of database tools out there. But they're not integrated into WordPress. They may have plugins, they may connect up, but they're not truly integrated. So we decided to build our own CRM database tool and integrate it into WordPress. And really the foundation of our system is the database. I firmly believe that a business without a database will struggle. They'll struggle to survive, they'll struggle to grow, they'll just struggle. So we really center our marketing philosophy around instructing and helping people on how to build a database of customers and potential customers and vendors, if that's important to them, so that they have the ability to identify their sphere of influence and then communicate to them. The communicating to them part is the marketing automation part. Being able to select within your database all the people that are tall or short, or men versus women, or green hair versus blue hair, so that you can send all the tall green-haired women or the short blue-haired men a message that's contextually appropriate for that demographic is critical. And so the database, it's easy to set up, it's easy to add people to it, and it's easy to select them and send messages out to them that are focused upon the aspects or demographics of who you're sending a message to. But automating that so that you can set up marketing campaigns for the tall green-haired men and marketing campaigns for the short blue-haired women and so on. So each campaign has a series of messages that are appropriate and timed to be delivered at a scheduled basis. That's the next thing, because you know, communicating to your database members, your community members, is critical. Maintaining top-of-mind awareness and educating them and nurturing them through the sales cycle, those are all things that if businesses aren't doing them, they're leaving gold nuggets laying on the ground. They're leaving diamonds laying on the ground because your customer database is your best place to grow your business. It's the best place for referrals, and it's the best place for new business. And so communicating to them on a regular basis with contextually appropriate messages based upon the demographic profiles of your database is actually very easy to do if you have the right tools. So we provide the tools and we try to educate people on how to use them. And again, if they need our help, we're available to provide help. So integrating those aspects of a website, a database, and a marketing automation capability and a lead nurturing capability, that's what we're all about. We want to make marketing in the digital world, we want to make it easy and fun and intuitive if that's possible.
And I think that's what most people desire, is easy and accessible. give me an easy website to put up, help me build my customer database, and then make my marketing automatic so where I can send out a message and I know it's going right to my people and they're getting my message. So I think that's what people really desire is easy and accessible. You know, so if I was a first-time client of yours, Lee, and I came to you and said, hey, I'd love to build a business website here and start to build my customer database and start to initiate some online marketing tools, what would my experience be like? What can I expect and look forward to about working with you?
Well, first of all, we want to make it as easy as we can for you. So, of course, that how easy it's going to be depends upon the sort of the technical level of the person that we're dealing with. We have clients that are totally unfamiliar with computers and are fearful of computers. And so with those clients, we try to take a very, we'll do it for you, hands-on approach. We have clients that are techno geeks. They love to dig into technology. They don't really need a lot of help or want a lot of help until they ask for it. So, of course, you know, it's a little different for them. But generally speaking, our starting point price is $27 a month, and we build a website for somebody. We ask them to send us graphics and content, logos, pictures, images of their products or services being performed or that kind of thing. So we ask them to send graphics and pictures as well as a simple Microsoft Word document or a PDF brochure that they've developed, and then we use that information to assemble a website. We also interact with them and ask them to tell us the names or show us some websites that they think are very attractive. If they have those things, if they have a vision, we ask them to share their vision. We have clients that don't have a vision, so we ask their permission to create a vision for them based upon our experience and our understanding of their business. And so in any event, we create essentially a small little 4 or 5 page website for people kind of out of the box for that $27 with no upfront fee in most cases. And then we're available with videos and tutoring sessions and webinars and in-house training sessions. We're available to teach people how to use the more advanced features so that they can get started. If we need to import a database, say your LinkedIn list or something like that, we can do that for people so that they can move their data from their existing systems onto NetOffer so that they can have a ready-made, out-of-the-box, ready-to-go database that they can start using. Those are all the kinds of things that we try to do and we try to help. Most of those things are just included in the $27 a month. Obviously, there's things that take more time, and you know, if what we're trying to do or what the customer needs us to do takes more time, there could be an additional fee. But, you know, we're really all about trying to build long-term relationships with people and helping make it easy for them.
Well, and that's actually a great deal, Lee, because you could actually, you know, take one aspect of that business, building a website or building a customer database or even automated marketing and almost pay that fee for just one aspect of your company instead of all three, which is that's a great deal. You can find out more about Lee's website at netoffer.com if you're interested. You can also reach him at 214-772-6854. Go ahead, Lee.
No, I was just going to add there are plenty of companies out there that do these kinds of things that we do. Many, if not most of them, will be delighted to charge many hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to provide what we do for $27 a month. And, you know, we just have a different philosophy. We're in this for the long haul. I'd much rather have thousands of clients spending $27 a month than 27 clients spending thousands of dollars a month. So, you know, our approach is more of a middle to small market business approach rather than a high fee approach.
Well, it sounds like an excellent service and affordable at the same time. So tell me about the clients that you deal with, your customers right now. Is there a mindset change that happens once your clients work with you? And if there is, what are they saying about NetOffer?
Well, the concept of a mindset change is an interesting concept. And, I think that most small business people don't think in terms of a database when they think of marketing. They tend to think in terms of personal networking. They might have an email list, or they have a bunch of business cards, or they have a Microsoft Outlook list or something like that, but they don't think in terms of database marketing. And database marketing is really the thing that's going to take a small business and make it become a middle-sized or big business. And so what we try to do is we try to make sure that people understand the incredible value and power that comes along with database-centric marketing in a digital realm. So if there's a mindset change, it's related to sort of opening your mind and understanding and appreciating the value of a database, and how it's not a highly complicated technical thing. It's actually an everyday, ordinary, easy thing if they approach it from the right perspective. As far as what people are, saying about NetOffer, the things I hear are generally pretty good. We're certainly not perfect. We try to be great for every client, but there are clients that, for one reason or another, aren't able to be successful with us, and we try to steer them in the direction of maybe services that are more appropriate for them, but I'm going to say that, 95% or more of the people that we deal with stay with us. We have clients that have been with us 4 and 5 years, people spending anywhere between $27 up to $1,000 a month, and I've got several clients spending on the high end of that range that have been with us for several years that are very tickled with the results that they're getting. We make a difference in their business, so... we're real pleased.
Well, again, we want to give Lee's information out. You can reach him and see more about his company at netoffer.com. A great way to build a custom WordPress website, begin to build your customer database, online business directories, and also begin to automate your marketing message. All the same place, one-stop shop, so to speak. And it's a great tool to be able to do that. Again, you can reach him at area code 214-772-6854. Again, it's netoffer.com. So, Lee, tell me, and you mentioned before that the National Speaker Registry is actually on the NetOffer platform. Is that right?
That's correct. It's a separate sort of account, if you will. It is on the NetOffer platform. It's open to any speaker anywhere that wants to have access to the tools as well as to get into the National Speaker Registry directory. There's no charge to become connected up to us and get into the directory. We do, of course, have services and that we offer that we'd love to make available to speakers if they want them or need them. Those services have monthly fees starting at as little as $40 a month and can be quite valuable, and they're very focused on the kinds of things that the speakers need. It starts with a technical platform, a website, and a membership area, and, training on how to use things that are very specific to speakers. So, but any speaker can go to nationalspeakerregistry.com, can register, create an account, and get in our directory, and we certainly invite you as a speaker to do that. Or not you, Taylor, anybody listening, of course. If, Taylor, you haven't yet done so, we want you to do so.
Well, I am a member of the National Speaker Registry, I'll tell you, Lee, and I can tell everyone that it is an emerging an emerging website and an emerging directory for speakers. And so it costs nothing to get on there. So I encourage every speaker out there, or everybody who's involved in making presentations, to be a member of the National Speaker Registry, because there's, I think, a lot of exciting things that are on the horizon for that website and the people who are involved and are members of the website. So I encourage everybody to check out the nationalspeakerregistry.com. And so, Lee, we ask this of every guest on Journeys to Success Radio, and it's really the last question I have for you today, is what is it that really drives you to be successful and makes up the heart of your business, netoffer.com and National Speaker Registry? What is it that really gets you up in the morning to be successful and to help people in the world?
I wake up about 6 o'clock each morning, excited to get to the office. You never know what the day is going to hold for you. I get excited when I talk to a guy or gal that has a small business that is struggling with trying to figure out how to market their self, their business. You know, I've got an undergraduate degree in accounting and a master's in marketing. I've had a company that does internet marketing or internet services since 1995. I've been involved in the internet. I've seen just about everything that there is. I don't necessarily know everything, but I've seen a lot of stuff. And it is always a tremendous joy, a challenge. It's fun to help a small business person that's struggling to get started, help them understand what they should be doing. I look at every client almost as a marketing consultation opportunity and engagement, and I try to provide them with great advice on how to grow and how to grow their business using digital tools. And they're not always NetOffer's tools. You know, it's just whatever is appropriate for that business. I get a big kick. I really get a big charge out of helping those small businesses. Now, I also get a big charge out of helping businesses that can afford to pay $1,000 a month. Don't get me wrong. But I don't get more pleasure out of the bigger clients. I actually get more pleasure out of the little clients, the people that are struggling to get started, because I can empathize with them so much, and I understand how difficult it is for them to build their database and get the word out and get the word out to the community, to the world about what they do. I enjoy helping them. It's, to be able to help somebody's business grow is so rewarding. That's what really lights my fire each day.
Wonderful. Thank you for that response, Lee. And we want to tell everybody that, and really thank Lee Thurburn for joining us today. You're listening to Journey to Success Radio Network. And to find out more about the network, you can visit us at journeytosuccessradio.com. And we'd like to, again, thank Lee for joining us today, and we'll see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now. Sure.